You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Putting the funk back into dysfunctional.
We need to get one of those things to hook up to the mic that makes us sound like that guy.
Vocorder?
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that with the
We could talk to all of our callers.
If your computer is funky, you've come to the right place, because it's the Computer Corner with Ken and Brandon every Saturday morning from 10 to 11:45.
Yeah, buddy!
Any and all questions about computers, technology, goodness sakes, it's all, I mean, the PDAs, cell phones, it's, you name it.
If it's technology related, or
for sure,
you just want to talk to Ken, you know the place to call or the website to go to, datadoctors.com, and click on the radio show section.
So let's get back to the phones here before we do our geek speak.
Yeah, we got some good stuff. We got Bruce and Chandler, who has some questions about wireless stuff and what's the best way to go.
Hi there.
Good
morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I have Custom Choice Quest, the BDSL 1 gig line, and I have a wireless 11B network in the house.
Uh-huh.
I have noticed that on the computers connected to the wireless portion, as opposed to the one that's got Cat 5 running to the wireless access point.
The wired versus the wireless.
Right. I've noticed a performance hit when I'm downloading multi-point high-volume downloads. And I'm wondering if I should pick up on the G standard, or should I wait for A, or go to A and wait for the price to come down, or what should I do?
Well, there's two issues with the download speeds. If you're doing the exact same thing on the two machines at the same time, and the wireless one is taking longer, then I'd say you might have a reason to go on. But generally the even a slow wireless connection is faster than your 1 meg.
Yeah, your VDSL connection is unless you're really at the end of the range of your 802.11b, it's capable of doing up to 11 megabits. That's
right.
Going to far exceed what you're going to get from your download through your DSL connection.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you just said you had a 1 megabit line, right?
Yeah.
So it's 802.11. If it's
11 megabit versus a maximum of 1 megabit, 11 generally is 11 times faster than 1.
I wonder why I'm having that performance hit.
Well,
it does seem slower.
It seems, or you know for sure it is?
Well, you know, I haven't actually clocked it, but, yeah.
You might want to, before you spend money, you might want to actually clock things to make sure.
Yeah, you might want to take, what I would do is find a place that's a good public site. Like, what I recommend to people is go to Adobe's website,
and you
can download a trial of something like, a Photoshop, because it's really a big, big file.
Big file, yeah.
Download, it's like a 40, 50 meg file. Download it on the wired machine, and just do one machine at a time. So the wired machine, and actually time it with the stopwatch or with the clock on the computer.
Sure.
See how long it takes. Wait for it to finish. Then go over and download the same file on your wireless machine and see how long it takes.
Now, having said that, let's give you some brief overview of B versus G.
Okay.
B is going to be more susceptible. For instance, if your neighbor puts a network in and you have one, those two transmitters can kind of bonk heads pretty easily, and you may want to have to fix your 802.11b to use a certain channel and have the other guy be at least three or four channels away.
Even though I'm using the Microsoft stuff from the WEP standard, encryption standard?
Well, WEP actually just adds more complexity. We're talking about the actual 802.11b. WEP is just a layer on top of that encrypts the traffic.
Okay.
And depending on, actually, you brought up something good there. If you've got that WEP turned on and you've used the highest strength WEP, that will slow things down.
I see.
Yeah, absolutely. So you might want to try turning WEP off for your test to see.
Okay.
Depending upon the product that you're using, some companies, when you turn the WEP on, WEP, for those of you that are like, what the heck are they talking about? For those of you that are WEP behind the ears, WEP stands for Wired Equivalent Privacy, and that's basically an encryption so that your neighbor can't see all the stuff and access your network or what have you. It encrypts it all. But that encryption has some overhead, and on certain products, it can actually diminish the performance anywhere from 5 to 50%.
Okay.
So, now 802.11g is what we're basically recommending for new product. If you don't have a connection now, if you don't have any wireless product, and you're going to go out and buy an access point or a router, we are telling people we think the best bet right now is 802.11g because it's backwards compatible with B.
So it's based on the same standard as what you're currently using, and it is capable of going about five times the speed of what you're currently using.
Rated, but actual throughput is nowhere near that.
Right.
Actual mileage may vary.
It will dramatically
right.
vary. And you also know that the further away you get from your access point, the slower the connection becomes. It automatically kicks itself down.
The more walls you put in between, the more obstacles, things like that.
And there is an assumption. Now we're going to get a little technical here, but we'll get you a little tech stuff here. There's an assumption that if your connection is set to go the fastest, as possible, like 11 megabit or the fastest, that's going to be the best way and the highest performing connection. You can actually, by setting it to not try to go past 5 or past 2, can actually increase the performance because it's not trying to constantly switch gears.
Right.
Okay.
And so if you're having connection problems, if the signal's not like perfect, then you may want to actually kick down the speed that you tell the machine to connect at, and that can actually increase the performance.
Yeah, keep in mind, again, if you set it to 5 as a maximum, that still exceeds the connection you have to the Internet, so it shouldn't really cause a huge delay unless you're transferring big files on your local network.
You got a whole weekend worth of stuff to do here, don't you,
Check
Bruce?
Check out. Yeah, you bet.
Now, the last thing you mentioned was that 802.11a, which is currently the fastest of the wireless standards. It's capable of speeds up to 74 megabit, and then again, up to... And again, the farther you go, you know, the slower it gets, and the faster it tries to go, the less range you have. So keep all those things in mind.
And also, it's at a completely different frequency than B and G, so it's actually going to have even less chance of having interference from portable cordless phones, microwave ovens.
But the bucks go up when you go that route.
Oh, yes,
it
they
is.
Do.
Bucks are high, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't go that route.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Bruce. Hopefully it was worth the wait.
It was.
All right,
bye-bye.
Great.
Let's try to go to another call because we've got a really good one here. We get a lot of people asking,
"Yes,
I've got an old computer. What do I do with it? How do I dispose of it?"
Carol!
Yes, sir.
You have a question about disposing of old technology.
Correct.
And you have a little twist. You're asking about something, how to dispose of it, not in Phoenix, but in...
Albuquerque.
It's a phonetic spelling of Albuquerque on our machine here.
Yes.
All right, it's my daughter and son-in-law, and they were impressed that I got rid of mine here in Phoenix.
Did you take it to the Strut program here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a great program.
It was wonderful.
Anybody here, including Cindy, who wrote in and says, how do I, you know, where should I take my old computers? Strut, azstrut.org. That's azstrut.org. Is where we'd recommend local people.
STRUT stands for Students Recycling Used Technology, if that helps you in
it's
your spelling.
It's a fantastic program. We traveled and watched a donation go through the system right to the folks that got the computer donated to them on our TV show.
That was on last week's show.
Was it?
And actually, I think that repeats today.
Yeah, today at 4:30, you'll see that piece that we shot. But they're fantastic. If you're in Albuquerque, I don't know if Strut is set up in Albuquerque. I don't believe they are.
Okay.
Hewlett-Packard has a national service that will actually take, and they'll actually resurrect as much as they can, and then they actually take it to the full recycling process where they pulverize everything.
And in some cases, they may even give you some money towards products if you want to.
Well, they were happy to get get it donated and take it off on the income tax.
Now HP does charge because they'll actually send somebody out, the shipper out, to pick up the stuff at your house or at their house or whatever. So there's a small charge for each device. But if you go to hp.com/recycle.
Okay, hp.com.
/recycle. Slash, I'm sorry.
Okay, .com/.
Recycle.
Recycle. Uh-huh. Okay.
And slash is like that thing you use to separate dates, right?
Or that guy that played guitar for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you go to that site, it has all kinds of information there. Like Ken said, they do charge you. It's usually about $30 or less.
Okay.
But there's a little catch to that thing. They'll give you a little coupon that's good for usually at least that amount, usually more, towards any HP products. So if down the road they... wanted something like HP printer or something like that.
How about inkjet cartridges?
Yeah, any kinds of things that are made by HP, and again, that's probably going to extend to Compaq here very soon because they've merged.
Well, they also recycle more than just hardware, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Anything
toner
that's technology
cartridge,
related, pretty much.
So that recycle, that's a great place to go to learn if you're outside of the Phoenix area. But if you're in Phoenix Metro, and in fact, we're working with our Flagstaff location to try to get it set up in Flagstaff, anybody that happens to be listening up there. But yeah, it's a great program here locally.
If you want to see information about that local program, again, today at 4 o'clock on Cox Channel 9, you can see Technophobia, our TV show.
Is it 4?
At 4
o'clock.
4:30,
4 o'clock, yeah.
Thank
4 o'clock.
You very much.
All right, Carol, thanks for holding, and great question.
Bye, Nat.
Hopefully, I mean, that's a question we get every week, so...
Thanks, Carol.
Hopefully everybody that's got that old stuff, don't let it sit until it's useless in your closet, garage, whatever it is.
And of course, yeah, don't do that. And of course, we'll have links in our follow-up newsletter to all the stuff we're talking about, including where to recycle your computer locally or globally.
For sure.
Yeah.
What are we on to now?
Where we're
emails
at, you know what, we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll do our Geek Speak of the Week,
all right,
our webattack.com free download of the week,
all right,
and of course, our Extreme Internet Extreme Tip of the Week, and of course, more of Ken, John, and whoever else's calls and questions right here.
And Gene's question about why we keep bashing Norton System Works.
Yeah, we'll explain that, too.
Again.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
And again.
News Radio 620 KTAR in Fulton Homes.